This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number one of the live Saturday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com, where you'll find that everything's totally free. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Well, this is the show about your calls, and if we start the show with calls on the line, we go right to them. So we're starting out with Eric in Texas on the amplifier line. Hello, Eric. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you doing this evening?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
NASA and their scrubbed missions.
Yeah, NASA scrubbed the... Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
I was going to say that, yes, in fact, NASA scrubbed the mission due to weather.
I was going
to
say, it sounds like you're scrubbing dishes.
We are assembling something for our patio. I'm just curious, how much do they waste for each scrub flight?
Boy, I don't know. I guess it would depend on how far they got in the actual launch process. You know, I don't know if you've been to Cape Canaveral, for instance, but they put the space shuttle on this big, essentially this tank that's designed to move the space shuttle very slowly from point A to point B. That thing can't be very cheap to operate. So, you know, if they got it into position for launch, they probably already spent several million dollars, I would think.
Well, they were at T-minus 9 minutes, so I mean they were pretty close.
Oh, okay.
If we had a private company doing all this, you know, they could get that launch cycle down from, 5 hours, 4 hours, whatever it's at, down to maybe push a button and it goes.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't take longer than 5 or 10 minutes, you're right. And plus, it wouldn't take as long to move the craft around because that space shuttle's so huge, it's so heavy. Again, they had to build a special conveyor for it, essentially. And with a private company doing space travel, we've seen the XPRIZE rockets. Those things were a fraction of the size of the space shuttle, cost a fraction, you know, fraction of the weight. I mean, it wouldn't be a big effort to move it from place to place and move it back to a storage facility if things went bad and they couldn't launch.
Didn't the XPRIZE, didn't they launch that twice in 2 consecutive days? Was it a week or something like that?
It was fairly quickly, as I recall. I don't remember the exact details. But, I mean, it's so clear that private industry could do space travel and space exploration so much more effectively. And I wish there was just a larger call for that sort of thing. It's a shame that there's not.
How many more shuttles do we have to lose before that happens?
Yeah, how many more people have to die before NASA realizes that this is a bad idea? I don't think they would ever give it up. I mean, if you look at the military, for instance, how many more, you know, how many troops have to get killed before people realize that this is a bad idea or this Iraq conflict's a bad idea? You know, I don't think NASA would ever give it up. They could keep losing shuttle after shuttle, and they would say, we're determined. We are going to launch a shuttle successfully one of these days. Anyone want to volunteer?
I've got a 5-year-old son, and this was going to be the first time he got to really watch one go up. And he was just so heartbroken when they scrubbed it.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, if we had a private company, they'd be sending those things up every week.
True. And then it wouldn't be so special anymore. Can you imagine
it'd still be special? I mean,
sure. If you were there, it'd be really special. But can you imagine what a slap in the face it would be? How terrible it would have been if you'd made a trip down to Cape Canaveral just to watch? We're gonna have to let you go, Eric. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259. I couldn't take the noise. 1-800-259-9231. Sounds like he was in a construction zone.
Well, they are gonna try again tomorrow, but the weather's forecast to be just as bad tomorrow. So,
yeah. Okay.
We'll see how it goes.
Well, whatever. They're just going to spend a lot of our money either way. And we get nothing out of it, really. I mean, the millions and millions, if not billions, I don't know what NASA's budget is. I'm guessing it's in the billions. Most federal government programs seem to have a multi-hundred million, if not billion-dollar budget. I mean, it's all wasted. What is it going for?
I couldn't tell you. I really don't know. To further space exploration, I suppose, would be the terminology. But it doesn't have...
Where's the payoff?
I don't know where the payoff is. It's way, way, way in the future.
How am I benefiting? I understand they might take some nice pictures. Oh wait, the Hubble's broken, so they can't even take pictures anymore. They're trying to figure out, I think, how to fix the mirrors or something like that on the Hubble telescope. So it's just up there floating around right now. 800-259-9231. If you can explain to me why it is the government should be the exclusive organization to handle space travel. 1-800-259-9231. Otherwise, here's some nasty news from the feds. From HomelandStupidity.us, a Department of Homeland Security test program to have U.S. employers verify all new hires against a central database to verify employment eligibility and immigration status will help cut down on illegal immigration, or so says the acting Deputy Director of Citizenship and Immigration Services.
Well, it's nice to know that I get to pay for, if I own a business, I get to pay for helping them to handle this immigration issue that I don't consider an issue.
You get to not only pay for it with your dollars, but you also get to pay for it with your time and effort, because what we're talking about here is the Basic Pilot Program, which began in 1997 and has expanded ever since, like all government programs do.
Yes, the amazing expanding government program.
Currently, the Basic Pilot Program is a voluntary program in which employers can verify the immigration and employment eligibility of the workers they hire, and the Bush administration has now called for the program to become mandatory.
Mm.
So we reported on this in the past earlier this year, and apparently there's around 5,000 businesses in the United States that are taking part in the pilot program on a voluntary basis, but now we're talking about making it mandatory that all employers in the United States have to check out their potential employees with the federal government. Does that disturb you at all? Does that seem like a violation of your privacy, of your rights to do business as you please in the manner of in the fashion of your choosing? 1-800-259-9231. Personally, I think it's outrageous.
I think we all have to be little cogs in the wheel of this police state.
You're just giving up? You just think that this is okay?
No, I don't believe that at all. But that's apparently what the American people think, is that we are here to, we all have to pull together.
Yeah, how many businesses are just going to say no to this?
I mean, I have my own business. I don't want to do this. I don't want to have to check on employees.
I will not do it. I will not. I don't care what their punishment is. Of course, I don't know if I could be called that. I consider that I even have a business. I'm not incorporated. If you're not incorporated, can you be called a business?
Yes.
I don't know.
You're a sole proprietorship or a partnership?
Okay, then I guess I would be sent to jail. Well, according to this bureaucrat, today an illegal immigrant with a fake ID and Social Security can find work almost anywhere in the country without difficulty. It's the prospect of jobs that leads people to risk their lives crossing 100 miles of desert. Maybe it's the possibility of not just a job, but maybe a chance at a better life.
Right, a chance at a better life. I mean, how awful is that? It's terrible. These people live 9 and 10 in a house. It's awful.
Yeah, as though that's what they, as though that's why they want to come here, so they can live a whole bunch of people to one house and work a crappy under-the-table job. Because that's not going to go away. Even if you mandate that employers do this, the under-the-table jobs are not going away.
And living 10 deep in a house is better than living in some kind of shanty
with no running water,
yeah,
no plumbing.
That's what they're going to have to do. And I'll tell you what, I have a rental, and in my rental are some Mexican people. They are legal. They are legal folks. I checked out their credit, so therefore I could check out whether they were legal or not. And I don't think that really entered into my equation. But there's one family that lives there: a husband and a wife, a grandmother, and two kids. Now this is not horrifying, not to me.
Once made mandatory, the system, which will be known as the Employment Eligibility Verification System, or EEVS, will accompany virtually every U.S. employer and employee, and, if you believe the bureaucrats, could be up and running in as little as 2 years. Now, with any government estimate of time frame, it's inevitable that it's going to take longer than that, and that's a good thing because they're slow and stupid and incompetent, and that's something that works towards our favor. But nonetheless, it is quite a looming, scary extension of this police state. The system works by verifying the worker's social security number, and in the case of immigrants, the DHS-issued alien registration number against DHS and Social Security Administration databases. In most cases, eligibility is either confirmed or denied immediately. However, in 12% of cases involving the social security number and 19% of cases involving the alien registration number, the system cannot currently verify the information immediately. In this case, the employee must contact DHS or SSA within 8 days to straighten out the situation or risk enforcement actions. We're going to explore this a little bit more. Do you think it's an okay idea to just give up all your employees' information to the feds?
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream. Dream Magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream Magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
toll-free number for you, 1-800-259-9231. You get to bring up whatever is on your mind. Again, that's 800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system and over 110,000 posts. There are hundreds and hundreds, over 1,000 people interacting there. Various different topics, everything from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all being discussed, and it's for free, of course, at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that'll get you straight to it, bbs.freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So if you're like me and this proposed mandatory system that the federal government would like to put in place and foist on all of the employers in America, if you're like me and you don't like the idea of the federal government asking a lot of questions about your business and who you're hiring and what you're doing and invading your privacy, then you really should look into the Free State Project, because this is going on right now, Mark.
Yeah.
They're talking about making the so-called employment eligibility verification system mandatory for every employer in the United States, meaning that if you came into me, Mark, for looking for a job, and I would say, well, I'm going to have to run you through the system now. Let me take a look at your Social Security number, boop, 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 pump, punch it in the little system, and then it'll come back either approved or denied. And what happens when it's denied, I don't know. I don't know if that means the police are called or I'm supposed to put you in handcuffs and hold you because you could be an illegal immigrant. I don't know what the penalty is going to be for the person if they don't get approved.
You got to shoot them with a trank dart.
There's also a chance, in fact, a 12% chance for a Social Security number mishap and a 19% chance for an alien registration number mishap. So there's a chance that I'm going to punch your Social Security number in. In fact, over a 1 in 10 chance, and it's going to come back and say, not sure.
Almost a 1 in 5 chance.
Yeah, so then, well, that's if you've got an alien number. And so then the employee is supposed to contact DHS or the Social Security Administration within 8 days of the error to straighten out the situation or risk losing the job or having immigration enforcement actions initiated. That sounds really scary to me.
I'm afraid it does to me, too.
So because there was an error with your system, you're going to send ICE against me? Am I going to have a goon squad showing up at my house because your system screwed up? And is there any doubt in anyone's mind that the government's database and the government system is going to screw up? Look at the no-fly list!
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're keeping toddlers from flying in planes on the no-fly list. It's crazy.
Nuns.
The stories are abound. It's so common, they don't even write stories about people not being able to get on planes because they're on the no-fly list, and mistakenly.
According to government executive and one of the bureaucrats, you're talking about a huge investigatory effort, said one Customs and Border Protection Management official. He says he anticipates a huge jump in their workload if the verification system is fully implemented nationwide.
Sounds like we need to hire more bureaucrats.
Right. Essentially, that's what it's going to do. It's going to expand the immigration enforcement bureaucracy.
And what does this produce for America? Now, how does this better
cost
the economy?
No, it's not going to produce anything.
Oh, no. You mean it's just another burden on our already burdened economy?
Yeah, and it's a burden on the hiring process. I should be able to have somebody walk into my office and say, I want to work for you. And you know what? If I just want to hire them on the spot without even asking them their name, I should be able to do that. I shouldn't have to fill out the stupid government paperwork, the W-2s, the W-4s, the immigration enforcement forms, and whatever else it is, because I know there's more paperwork that the business has to fill out. I've only seen it from the employee side. I know that the business has to fill out Social Security stuff and workman's comp, and depending on the industry that you're in. I don't want to have to do any of that. I should be able to set the rules. It's my business. But no, apparently in America today, the government sets the rules for you. And you follow them, don't you? You'll just do whatever it is the government wants you to. Why? 1-800-259-9231.
Well, I'd say it's a lot easier, and who wants to have the goon squad show up at their own door for not doing what they're supposed to do?
So that's why. I mean, that's why you conform, is because you don't want to be hauled off to the gulag in the middle of the night. You don't want to be hauled off to jail.
I think that that's a reasonably good reason.
Isn't that sad? Isn't it sad that that's why America is the way it is today? We're just afraid of a band of government thugs showing up at our front door someday? Because we're not going along with the system? We're not wanting to play along with their little game?
I think people don't realize it, but we're slipping towards tyranny every single day. And it's all in the face of this war on terror and war on immigration and the war on drugs. I mean, these aren't wars, people. This is just nomenclature used by the fibbies out there.
Well, it is a war on our people. It is a war on our freedom. And
it's not
really
even a war. No one's using, we're not fighting back.
That much is true.
It's just a takeover.
The national director of the Liberty Coalition said the program amounts to a dangerous new national identity database system and firmly establishes the predicate for the new national ID card system. Yeah, that's laying the groundwork for it. Even setting aside the concerns of intentional blacklisting of innocent Americans and even a small error rate could mean millions of Americans forced out of work by computer mistake. Sorry, you can't work until we approve you.
And
we've got a problem in our database. It may take us a month to get this ironed out.
And if I'm a bureaucrat, why do I care about getting your name fixed in my computer?
You don't. They don't care about the no-fly list. We've seen example after example of people, in fact, even federal government employees with federal identification being refused to fly, trying to track down the problem and not being able to get it remedied. They just won't do anything for you. Customer service is not a priority of the government at all.
No, it of course it's not. Now, if you're a business and you have bad customer service, you're going to lose customers. But if you're the government, you're going to point a gun in somebody's face and make them do what you want.
How do you feel about this employee verification service? I want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. Do you think it's a good idea? Is it going to keep the country safe? 1-800-259-9231. Otherwise, we go to the phones and you can bring up whatever's on your mind to Lauren Canario, calling from Connecticut. New London, as a matter of fact. Lauren, what's on your mind?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey there.
There's a settlement sort of in the holdouts here in Fort Trumbull neighborhood of New London.
Right.
Seems
this is
like everyone has gotten a settlement. And,
so what happened with Mr. Cristofaro? We know that Suzette Kilo was going to have her home moved by the government, and the last post that I read from you said that Cristofaro was still sort of holding out. Is it official now that he has settled?
Yes, he's had a bunch of demands. Some of them are kind of unusual, like a monument built to his mom out on the public river walk.
Are they going to meet his demands?
Yeah, they are giving it to him. And the garden from his home here and being transplanted to a new place.
Are you serious? They're going to build a monument to his mother?
Yes, they are.
Wow. That's that's pretty entertaining that he got them to accede to that.
Yep, that's... He said he had a whole bunch of demands. He didn't think the city would take them, but apparently they took them.
Huh. So the two remaining holdouts in the Kilo situation from last year's Supreme Court decision, landmark Supreme Court decision, that essentially flushed your property rights, they've managed to hold out this long, and good for them. But there still remains one question, Lauren, and that is, what about you? We're going to come back with a little bit more on this, because Lauren Canario had moved up there to defend the property rights of these individuals that were under attack by the city of New London. Now that all of the property owners have sold out, she's still living there, and the last I heard, she was planning on staying. So I don't know what she's going to do. We'll find out from her coming up. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves with our toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231, and bring up whatever's on your mind. That's 800-259-9231. And the question's still on the table, and yet we've got callers all over the lines, but nobody wants to answer it, and that is, how do you feel about this proposed national employee verification database? Do you think it's a good idea that the federal government wants to mandate that every single employer in the United States run checks on their potential employees through a federal government database? 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you, as always.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site is totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. In fact, Mark, we're going to be adding two brand new Shriners up over the weekend.
Woohoo! Love to add Shriners.
They're lady listeners that have taken the time to send us their photo validated, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by visiting the Shrine for yourself at freetalklive.com. We're going back to Lauren Canario in Connecticut. So, Lauren, you moved up to New London, Connecticut, what, about a year and a half ago, something like that?
Nearly a year ago, in August of 2005.
Okay, you moved up there because, obviously, the Supreme Court decision came down last year that eviscerated private property rights in America. Essentially, the Supreme Court decision said that governments all around America can take your property and hand it over to private developers any old time they want to, basically. And there were seven property owners in New London. They were called the Kelo Seven, and they were sort of the holdouts. They'd been fighting for years to preserve their property rights. Again, they lost at the Supreme Court, but yet they still, even after the Supreme Court decision, still refused to budge. They still wanted to keep their homes, as they should have had a right to. And it's just over time, they've been whittling away at them. It went from seven to five, then from five people down to two people left. And now the remaining two, Suzette Kelo and Michael Cristofaro, have essentially signed agreements with the city, and they will be selling and moving their properties as well. which means that the situation there is pretty much almost complete, except for you. I think there's probably a lot of our listeners that have been following your progress. You were arrested last year you were just standing in a stairwell trying to get into a city council meeting, and they arrested you. So you've certainly had, a lot of attention, more attention, I think, drawn to you than most of the protesters up there in New London. As far as I know, you're still occupying the apartment that is now owned by the city. Is that correct?
That's right. Still here in the same apartment.
And they've ordered you out by a certain date in July.
Right, the 9th of July.
So what have you decided to do or not do? What is your situation? What's next for you, Lauren?
Well, I figured that the city didn't get the properties validly, and I really don't recognize the fact that they own them. So I'm going to hang around for a while. My landlord, in order to get his money, he needs to get all his tenants out. So I'll probably be moving out temporarily.
Temporarily? What does that mean?
Like, maybe I'll just be moved next door, you know, be a house guest with the neighbors for a little while.
I see. And the neighbors aren't having their property confiscated? They're not in the area of confiscation?
Property owners here have different deals. Some have to move in September, some October.
I see. I guess I'm curious. I mean, I understand that you're putting up a fight against what you obviously, and I agree with you, is a wrong thing that the government has done, and that is stolen these people's property. But I wonder if it's worth fighting at this point, Lauren. I mean, you know, you could end up in jail again in New London, Connecticut, and for longer than 2 weeks this time as a result of all this. And I wonder if it's worthwhile versus maybe just coming up to the Free State where you also own some property and settling in up there. And I think that this sort of activism will be more effective there. I'm not trying to talk you out of it or anything like that. I just am wondering why it is that you think it's so important to stand and fight when the property owners themselves are leaving.
Well, they were forced out. They are leaving the battlefield, and there's still some soldiers left here. So
understood.
I don't think anything in principle has changed.
Very, very good. Well, definitely keep us up to date on your situation. We're obviously, want to keep up with you. Thank you, Lauren. We appreciate hearing from you as always. 1-800-259-9230. Do you understand my concern there, Mark?
I do. I mean, it seems like the property owners, by hook or crook, have sold their property at this point. I guess I feel like the battle's over, too. And it sounds like Michael Cristofaro got a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
I mean, he got a monument to his mom. He made such ridiculous demands against the city government that is doing
it? Yeah, City of New London.
The City of New London. And he got them. So he got his price, is kind of the way I feel. And I feel the government should be able to purchase people's price. Now, they certainly used purchase people's property. They certainly used a force, you know, the force of government to try to force people to do what they wanted them to do. So they twisted the situation, which I think is unfair. But people did, of their own accord, sell them.
Right. They could have held out. And they were holding out longer than the Supreme Court decided that they could. So, I mean, they could have kept it up if they'd all stayed together and stayed strong on this. And if they'd had the resolve that Lauren does. But
a really great thing that came out of this is many states have stepped up their confiscation efforts. They're taking whatever property they want. But many states legislators have passed laws against this, and so it makes it that much harder for things like that
we'll
to happen
about
in
that.
Some states.
I don't know about all that. I think that they passed laws, but it's more symbolic than anything else. Let's talk to David in South Carolina. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, David.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, I was listening to the podcast earlier today from Friday, and I had to say a couple things about the X Prize, really. And I'm not going to say that the government's handling our space program better than someone else could.
Okay.
But my understanding on the X Prize is it was one or two one-man ships barely leaving technical orbit and returning after an hour or so.
Well, I would say it's a heck of a lot better than the up till then, it was illegal for people to try to do space flight. So,
yeah, I mean, certainly, yes.
And so, I mean, things are going to get better, but at the very least, I didn't pay a penny for that.
Right. That's definitely a big thing, in my opinion, too. But
I mean, it's small potatoes, but hey, you know, I mean, these are the kind of things that are...
I think it's a big deal. I mean, that's still...
In comparative to NASA, but NASA's had a long time and billions and trillions of dollars
right.
to do it.
Yeah, how much did it cost NASA, or how much did it cost the Russians to put that monkey up there the first time they did that?
Yeah.
Probably quite a bit more.
That's true. They're kind of getting a step up on the technology where it is now.
That's true.
Well,
they have a step up.
Well, no, they have a step up, but they also have the benefit of competition, which NASA just doesn't have.
Right.
And when you put that X Prize in there, there were 10 or 15 different groups battling it out to try and win that prize. And that means that people have to move faster. It means that people have to get their designs together and get it produced at an affordable cost. And that's what they did. And that was the real win of the X Prize, is that
right.
it showed that private industry can do space exploration and that it can do it at a fraction of the cost of government.
True.
Any other thoughts for us?
Well, there was one thing, it actually relates to the Friday podcast again, but I was thinking about it beforehand, is I believe, Mark, you mentioned the post office with the guy that was talking from the post office, and I was wondering, you've said several times before, what kind of government divisions, and what can the government do that's actually worth it? And I was wondering what your opinion was on the post office, because I work at FedEx, and I know it's about $3 for someone to ship a manila envelope.
Well, the post office is subsidized
yes.
by the government,
by the taxpayers.
They show a profit every year. The reason that they show a profit is those big, gigantic buildings on those huge plots of land that they have are free. And, I mean,
no rent.
It's a huge overhead. And also, their employee pension fund is not included in that.
Mm,
so
that's all tax funded, right?
Yeah, these are two really big deals that that they just don't mention in
right.
their profitability statement.
So what you're saying is, if the post office was operating on a market basis without any of the subsidies, the rates would go up. I mean, they wouldn't be able to deliver mail as cheaply as they are.
That's kind of what I was wondering. Is FedEx and UPS and DHL and so on, they are a bit of competition with themselves, and mostly they do ship bigger boxes. And so their pricing covers that. But when you try to ship something smaller than them, the U.S. Postal Service is so much better.
I think that they're not better, actually. There's a reason why they actually have a monopoly. We'll explain a little bit more coming back. Thanks for the call, David. We'll explain
right, no
why it is that FedEx and UPS and DHL can't compete with the post office. There's a law that prohibits it. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. The number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at our website, freetalklive.com. Everything there is on the house. Archives, bulletin board system, wiki updates, and more. We give it all away. What do we ask in return? Shop with us. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and that'll take you to the world's largest internet retailer. Over 30 categories of items, everything from a grocery store to books to DVDs to you name it. They print
aids.
They actually do have that at Amazon. Amazon.freetalklive.com will get you right there. And anything you buy, we get a percentage of. Sweet deal for us. Great deals for you, including Super Saver shipping as well. Again, that's Amazon.freetalklive.com. We just got off the phone with David in South Carolina. And he was talking about the Postal Service. He mentioned that he works for FedEx, and, you know, if you want to ship a manila envelope, it costs $3. But the reason why FedEx and UPS and DHL and all those private companies can't seem to compete with the Post Office, why don't they offer 50-cent postage? Why don't they? Because they're prohibited. There's a law on the books that prohibits anybody in private industry from competing for mail over a dollar. You cannot compete
under a dollar.
For under a dollar, you cannot compete with the Postal Service. It is a violation of the law to do so.
Now, and the reason that they don't offer a $1 send a letter kind of deal so that you have the option of not using the Postal Service is because the market is skewed by this law, so they haven't been able to build the infrastructure.
Right.
If they had the opportunity, right, the demand to be able to send a letter for a dollar is not there. But the demand to be able to send a letter through FedEx at a competitive price to what the post office is. So if they would have the opportunity to step up to the plate.
And they don't. They can't.
It's difficult to compete against somebody whose rent is paid for and whose pension plan is not reported in their earnings statement. That's true. But the government is inefficient. So anything that anybody has the opportunity to do to compete against the government, they're going to do better.
Right.
So trash pickup at your house, the city does it for $60 or whatever a month or a year.
Heck, even if it costs a little bit more, I mean, even if we opened it up and got rid of the law that prohibited competition for mail under a dollar, and even if the best they could do was 60 cents for a letter initially, you'd still get tracking. You'd still get all kinds of features and guarantees from the private companies that you would never get from the Postal Service. They just don't offer it because they have no incentive to. In fact, the history of the Postal Service is pretty disgusting. You can actually go and do all the research you'd like, but here's just a little bit of it from fee.org. Wendy McElroy. She says, it chronicles the centuries of civil rights violations that began at the very birth of a national postal system that have nothing to do with providing a service. Rather, the United States Postal Service promoted and protected the interests of those in power. In asserting the monopoly that allows it to do so, it has been indifferent or hostile to providing the best service at the lowest price. One infamous case of this hostility occurred in 1845, when private mail companies operated with relative freedom, including carrying first-class mail. So, 150 years ago, you could send mail through what essentially amounted to the FedEx of the time.
Yeah, so tell me that some of our freedoms haven't disappeared.
One such venture was the American Letter Mail Company that had been established by the noted libertarian legal theorist Lysander Spooner.
Hmm.
In his periodical Liberty, Benjamin Tucker described the situation that confronted his mentor. In 1844, Spooner started a private mail service between Boston and New York and then soon extended it to Philadelphia and Baltimore, charging but 5 cents a letter between any of these points, a very much smaller sum than the government was charging. So he was undercutting the government's charge. It's possible, if we let FedEx and UPS do it, it is possible that they could still undercut the bureaucrats. The business was an immediate success, as you might imagine, and was rapidly extending. Then, that same year, in response to the threat posed by the private companies, a congressional act imposed draconian fines on private carriers who dared to offer better service at lower rates. Tucker explained, quote, as the carrying of each letter constituted a separate offense, the government was able to shower prosecutions on Lysander and crush him within a few months by loading him with legal expenses.
Hmm.
They fined him, they charged him per letter sent. They created a law that outlawed his business because they didn't like it. They wanted the monopoly. Spooner had been so effective in demonstrating the superiority of private mail, however, that the post office was compelled to lower its rates significantly thereafter. That way, that's the reason why his apprentice described him as the father of cheap postage in America. In his pamphlet, The Unconstitutionality of the Laws of Congress Prohibiting Private Mail, Spooner highlighted the inefficiency guaranteed by the act of banning competition in postal service. Once there was an enforced monopoly, he stated, the postal officials would feel few quickening impulses to labor, meaning they'd be lazy.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point? Why bother getting the mail there on time when there's no one else competing for the business? You've got a monopoly, and they still have it today. And it goes on. I mean, there's a disgusting, long, sordid history of the post office. And we could spend 2 hours going through the history of violence and abuse at the hands of the post office. Now, it doesn't happen as much today, but it was back then when they were trying to crush the competition.
Mm.
And they did it.
It would be, the post office is what it would be like if the fascists won.
And they're winning. Let's go to the phones. To Alexander in Alabama, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
What's up?
Yeah, I was actually going to talk about the Lysander Spooner thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was a lot of commercial success with the American Letter, American Mail Letter Company, or what was it? Yeah. Lysander Spooner was an amazing person. I think anyone who hasn't read his essay, No Treason, should definitely pick it up. It's an amazing libertarian essay.
Yeah, actually, our friend Mark Stevens at AdventuresInLegalLand.com, he has done an audiobook version of No Treason, so if you're short on time and you'd like to hear No Treason read instead of actually having to read it yourself, I recommend you go to AdventuresInLegalLand.com and grab it. It's free, and it's a real eye-opener. I mean, if you thought you knew something about the Constitution and this government, reading No Treason will just shock you to the core. It really will. Alexander, any other thoughts?
That's fine, thank you.
Thanks for listening, 800-259-9231. So, we're trashing the Postal Service, and maybe
the Postal Service, not the postal workers.
Right. Well, maybe there's somebody out there that can defend the USPS. Maybe there's somebody out there that just thinks they're the greatest thing since sliced bread. And what would we do without the Postal Service? How would mail get sent without the Postal Service around? Do you believe that if we took the Postal Service away, or if we fully privatized it and said, no more money, no more tax dollars, would they be able to compete? Would they be able to get their game together?
Heck no. They'd fall to pieces. The postal workers wouldn't come to work. I mean, the buildings would be completely vacant. You'd have to, I don't even know. They'd probably have to tear the buildings down. They wouldn't be able to use them for anything.
Yeah. I think if you're somebody that loves freedom and loves liberty, I think that you should avoid postal service, avoid their services as much as possible. If you're sending somewhere something that's important, of even somewhat relative importance, put it in the hands of somebody who's going to give you a guarantee. Put it in the hands of a FedEx or UPS or a DHL.
Well, the postal service has had to sort of step up to the plate with some tracking, but their tracking's so lame. I mean, comparatively,
it's laughable. It's not even real tracking.
No, it's not. It's just
it's glorified delivery confirmation. Is what it is.
Yeah, I would say that's what it is.
You know, so actually, as an example, there was the Free State Project, an organization that should know better. They were doing some outreach. They were supposed to be doing some outreach at the Warped Tour, which is a concert here. It's one of those concerts that travels around the country. And multiple bands, two stages, that sort of thing. And so the Free State Project had managed to get a booth at the Warped Tour locations. And so,
good idea.
Right. One of our listeners was sort of coordinating this, and he was sending down some of the materials for the booth to my girlfriend's brother here in Florida, because he was going to man the booth. Well, it turns out that actually it wasn't our listener that did the shipping. It was somebody else that shipped the stuff. They chose the postal service for their shipping option.
It is the cheapest option, generally.
Yeah, but you're sacrificing quality.
Yeah, big
you're time. Sacrificing guarantees. You're sacrificing a date, an estimated date of delivery. They sent it, I think they sent it priority mail, which is the postal service's, they say, okay, you can send it priority mail, and we'll do our best to get it there in 2 to 4 days.
The rest of them, yeah, well, you know, so much for first-class mail.
Well, that's what they say. We'll do our best, which means that if it takes 12 days, you got no guarantees. You don't get your money back, because they told you. They did tell you up front, not guaranteed. And so the stuff didn't make it on time. So the outreach tables didn't happen, because the stuff didn't get here.
Mm.
So the entire thing, the entire Florida wing of the Warped Tour was an abject failure as a result of somebody taking the cheap route, saving a buck and a half, and sending something via the Postal Service.
Yep.
So if you want to guarantee failure eventually, send it via the Postal Service. And even if FedEx and DHL and UPS fail on you, they'll pay you back. They'll try to make good. They'll give you some shipping for free.
Mm-hmm. The post office not going to give you anything but the finger.
Exactly. 800-259-9231. But if you love the post office, we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. Take control.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.